you know anyone who is a ride or die creative soul who struggles to cope with real life while pursuing creative goals? If this describes you or any person that you know, then I hope you'll take the time to listen to this show. Through the eyes of an artist who is virtually unknown, sharing thoughts from his diary and conversations on the phone, to give hope and encourage every lost creative soul as we explore why creative matters so much more than you know.
Episode 1, The Setup. Okay, so this is just a real quick Creative Matters, I think, entry. Yes, yeah, Creative Matters. I think this is the audio journal or audio diary. Anyways, so I just dropped off poster, glow-in-the-dark poster, Wonder Woman, to this lady who's a cosplay woman from Instagram that I reached out to, and I just took a chance. I've spontaneously thought of last week, maybe I should reach out to these people on Instagram who are influencers, who are fanatical about different heroes, who have a good follow on Instagram, to give them some posters and or my products for free and have them share it with their community, because frankly I suck 1,050,000,000%. I suck at social media. I keep trying a million times over and over again, a million ways, but I just suck at sharing my product, sharing whatever business, sharing whatever art online with people in social media. And in particularly for Harley Wayne, it's been super challenging because the product itself is hard to film or to take photographs that do it justice. That's why I've tried so many times to get into real life situations. I opened the flea market, and I'll talk about that whole story another time. The whole flea market flop during COVID, because who told me to be so smart to try and open a real life retail location during the pandemic? Anyways, long story short, I'm just recording this real quickly because I just wanted to capture the emotion in the moment. I reached out to her a week ago. She was down. She said yes, sure. She'd love to get a free poster. I just showed up at her work to drop it off, and she was so grateful. So such an amazing person, had a great story, and she talked about how she does charity with her cosplay. She told me a little bit about her story, how she started, and even agreed to potentially come on the other podcast I'm trying to start soon, Hip Hop and Superheroes, to even be a guest on that podcast somewhere down the line. So I'm just recording this because I want to capture my emotion in the moment of how I feel positive and the energy it's given me just to be able to create a piece, because it's been a couple months since they shut down the flea market back in November, literally end of November, and now it's beginning of March. I haven't done any pieces for anybody, and even though this is not a paying customer, I just feel so energized just to be able to even do it. I spent the week working on it, and I threw in some extra pieces for her. She doesn't even know. I actually added a couple glow-in-the-dark magnets as well with her own cosplay images. So yeah, that piece energized me now. And just having her respond so positively and tell me how she's connected to so many other cosplayers, and she's going to share, you know, what I did for her with them and try and support and get other people to potentially, I don't know, hire me and to do stuff for them. It's just encouraging. It's a encouragement that I need deeply, because I've been so discouraged lately. And literally as we speak right now, I'm $500 behind on my rent. I literally could barely afford groceries, and so broke that I even had to temporarily stop my son from coming to do his visit with me, because I just can't afford to even do proper groceries to feed him while he's here for the week. And I'm just hitting the pavement looking for jobs. I literally did so many interviews in the last 2 weeks. But anyways, all I'm saying is that it's so encouraging to know that, like the name of the podcast, My Creative Does Matter, that someone's appreciating it. And hopefully we'll see what happens once she does post it and does everything, and I continue down this path of sharing it with, for free, with influencers who are better at influencing and have better followings themselves. We'll see if this path actually leads to any kind of financial success for me, or business success. I shouldn't say financial, but like business. One of the other cosplayers I reached out to was another girl named Wonder Woman 905, who I met just over a year ago, and I did a piece for her as well that I'm going to deliver tomorrow. So now, based on the experience of this, maybe I might be smart and I'll try and record the actual transaction when I deliver the poster to the next cosplay woman tomorrow. Wonder Woman 905 did a cool Black Canary glow-in-the-dark piece for her, and the girl here that I just dropped off was a cool Wonder Woman glow-in-the-dark piece, but that one wasn't cosplay, that was just regular. But anyways, I'm rambling. This is our Creative Matters moment, and I'm gonna leave it at that, because I'm literally working Uber as we speak, and my delivery, I have a delivery waiting for me to pick up. I'm literally in the parking lot just delaying from going to pick up that delivery. So yeah, that's it. We'll see what happens. Sheldon's log, March 4th, 2021, approximately 4:10 p.m. Still in Saga City, aka Mississauga. So, I just finished celebrating, getting excited, this, you know, positive energy. The universe just sent me some goodwill, much needed goodwill. And not even 10 minutes later, shit hits the fan. I don't even know if I can swear on here, but like for real, like it feels like in life, every time something good happens, equal measure of bad happens to balance it out, as if I'm not supposed to have good in my life, or like I don't even know what to say. Anyways, and this is stupid and silly, it's not even that big of a deal, but it's just annoying and frustrating. Like, I'm doing Uber, as I said at the end of my last message, and I pick up the freaking Uber, it's some booster juice. And literally, I had two orders in the same plaza. I go in the car, put the booster juice in the bag, in the delivery bag, put it on the seat. I literally drive just literally across the parking lot, like not even a 30-second drive across the parking lot, like 15 seconds. Decide to take the booster juice out of the bag, because I'm like, well, it doesn't really need to be in a bag. It's already in a drink tray, and I'm gonna put the other order that I'm picking up from this restaurant in the bag. I lift the friggin' drink tray up, and juice goes flying all over my friggin' car. Like, the whole front seat is full of booster juice. It looks like someone vomited on my seat, because it's like bright yellow smoothie type of drink, and it's just all over the seat. The friggin', what do you call it there? The delivery bag is full of juice. And now I'm freaking stuck cleaning. Well, not now, but literally just before I started recording this, I freaking had to clean up the whole thing. There's freaking tissue all over the street, all over the parking lot by the car. I'm just cheesed. And again, this is nothing serious, I guess, in the grand scheme of things, but I'm just so cheesed. Like, I already wasted the entire day. Like, I should have been doing Uber from 11 o'clock this morning. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I lost basically the whole day because I was trying to finish preparing this poster or whatever you call it for this lady. I had an appointment first thing in the morning at 11 o'clock that was supposed to be half an hour, ended up being almost 2 hours. So then I said, screw it, let me just, instead of trying to do Uber at all, I said, let me just focus on finishing this post, this thing for the cosplay girl. So that ate up the entire rest of the afternoon, delivering this thing. And I'm just, this sounds like first world problems, probably sounds like petty shit, sounds like I'm a big kid doing a tantrum, but I'm just saying, like, as I try to explain in the last entry, I'm freaking on my face right now. Like, I'm on rock bottom. Like, every minute, everything counts. Like, I have no money in the bank. I'm in negative to the 10th degree. And I'm just trying to hustle and do everything I can. I'm trying to do everything that's on my plate, from not giving up on the side hustle slash passion to looking for a regular full-time job that I don't even really want, but reality is I guess I have to at this point. Still trying to make money to pay the immediate bills of day to day, because Uber is my only source of income right now, and literally it's the only way I get money from day to day. I work today, and whatever money I make today, I have it in my bank account tomorrow. And it sucks because I don't make good money doing Uber Eats delivery, but it's all I have right now. So I got to make time to do it, even though the money sucks. Like, I'm struggling to make even $120 consistently over 8 hours in the day. Like, it's a struggle just to get $120. And as much as that money is so garbage, I still got to do it because I have nothing in the bank. Like, literally. Like, I don't even know what to say right now. Anyways, I guess maybe I'm overreacting to a stupid booster juice in my thing, but I'm just frustrated. It's like the universe, no, the devil, if such a thing exists, if there's really a devil, saw me being all happy for 2 seconds, for 2 minutes of joy, of peace, of pleasure, of hope. And not even 10 minutes later, like, has to just come rain on my parade, come dash with juice on my thing, and freaking, like, anyways, I don't even have time to be doing this, so I just need to stop. I just need to vent. So this is another log. Whatever. Screw you, devil. I'm still gonna try and focus and be positive about life and about potentially my business and Harley Wayne and all that good stuff. All right, back to work. Episode 1, the setup.